elders, past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and Chloe for your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Police are launching an investigation into how a wind turbine tower became wedged under a part of the Warrego Highway. The incident occurred early last Friday morning, resulting in major delays. The turbine was eventually removed hours later. There are growing concerns amongst Ipswich locals that the accident will result in a prolonged closure of the overpass. Evidence alleges the driver of the truck carrying the turbine failed to follow escorting vehicles into a route that could accommodate the size of the goods. Content warning for this next headline as it refers to child sexual abuse. The North Queensland Anglican Diocese has made an application to the Supreme Court to sell off parishes and charitable trusts in order to pay off millions of dollars of compensation owed to the victims of child sexual abuse. The diocese is required to provide $8 million to victims for multiple cases stretching back to the 1950s, with the National Redress Scheme applying pressure for the church to meet its moral and financial obligations.
In national news, high levels of PER and polyfluoroalkyl alkyl PFAS, a group of 15 highly toxic synthetic chemicals resistant to heat, stains and grease, also known as forever chemicals, were detected in drinking water catchment, serving 30,000 residents of the Blue Mountains in New South Wales. PFAS levels were found to be about 300 times higher than Sydney's main drinking water source, but still met Australian guidelines for safe drinking water. John Dee, a veteran environmental activist, is leading a group called Stop PFAS that will sue the New South Wales government in Sydney Water to get free PFAS blood testing for local residents and compensation for those affected. Exposure to PFAS increases the risk of testicular and kidney cancer, affecting the immune system and causing developmental damage in children. The New South Wales SES are warning residents of the Hunter region and the North Coast to stay aware of flash flooding as heavy rain lashes the state. The SES reported over 100 millimetres of rain overnight and responded to 350 incidents, including 8 flood rescues as rivers are swelling and catchments are already saturated. Sandbagging stations are already set up in preparation for the incoming rain, with the Bureau of Meteorology reporting more downpour to come.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has announced they will begin supplying a basic amount of food, lifting the total aid blockage that has been in effect. This supplementation is being implemented to avoid a famine breaking out in Gaza. The Gaza Strip is already at high risk of famine, with many, including newborn babies, succumbing to starvation. Netanyahu's office has not specified what they consider to constitute a basic amount of food.
For your weather today, Brisbane is back in character with blue skies and mild cloud. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5.5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.